Chapter 32, Ezra. You may remember that the Jews were taken away captives to Babylon in the days of the prophet Jeremiah. After they had been in Babylon for 70 years, the Lord made a way for them to return to Jerusalem. By that time, Cyrus, the king of Persia, had taken Babylon, and he was moved by God to send the Jews back to their own country, so that they could build up the temple again at Jerusalem. We want to tell you about some of their leaders who helped them in this great work. The name of one of these was Ezra. Ezra was a priest of the Lord and a scribe. There were not many people who could write in those days, and those who were able to do writing were called scribes. One thing they had to do was to write the law of Moses and other parts of the Old Testament on long rolls of parchment. They had to be very careful to copy every word and letter correctly and not make any mistakes. The parchment was then rolled up, and that was the only kind of books they had in those times. Ezra was one of the ready scribes who had to do this work. Well, after the people had returned and built up the temple once more, Ezra was sent by the king from Babylon to be a priest to the people and to teach them the law of the Lord. The king gave him very much gold and silver to pay for the sacrifices which were to be offered to the God of the Jews. Also, the king commanded the people who were round about Jerusalem to give Ezra silver and wheat and wine and oil and everything that he wanted for the service of God. He told Ezra also to make judges to judge all the people and to teach them, and all who would not obey the God of the Jews were to be put to death. So Ezra was encouraged, and he blessed the Lord, who had put such a thing into the king's heart. Ezra got everything ready and took all the chief men of Israel with him who were still in Babylon. The king wanted him to have a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect him on his journey, but Ezra would not have them. He told the king that their God would protect them, because he would always do good for them that seek him. So on the way, Ezra and the people that were with him fasted and asked God to show them the right way in which they should go. And God heard them and answered their prayer, and they all came safely to Jerusalem. There they offered all the burnt offerings to the Lord. But after a time, Ezra found that the Jews who were in Jerusalem before he came had disobeyed God's commandments. Instead of being separate from the people round about them, they had made friends with them and were married to many of them. This made the good man Ezra very sad and troubled, and he mourned because of this great sin, and fell upon his knees and prayed to God to have mercy upon them. Also, many of the people came to Ezra and wept very much over this wickedness that they had done. Then Ezra commanded all the people to come to Jerusalem, to confess their sins, and to put away their strange wives. When all this was done, the anger of the Lord was turned away from them. How useful was Ezra made to teach the people to keep the law of the Lord and to turn from their wicked ways. You must now find in the Bible the book of Ezra, in which you can read all this about him and his wonderful prayer for the people. You will find in the 9th chapter.